Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Morning, Neil. How are you?
Hello, Ian. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you very much. So, Neil, how long is this going, this pub quiz of yours? Is it on regularly, like a monthly, weekly, whatever?
So, every Tuesday.
Yeah. So, it was on last night, was it?
Last night was our actual anniversary quiz.
Right. So
one of our quiz members, Pauline, wrote a poem and she called it Ruby Tuesday because Ruby is for 40 and it happens on Tuesdays.
Right.
And it was 40 years old last
Excellent.
Night.
Excellent.
1984,
and it's every Tuesday since then, is it?
Every Tuesday since then.
Right, and are they all locals? Are they all regulars that go to it?
No, not all, but we have a core group of people that come, as in people come and go as they pass through Ballyhale Green or visitors or, you know, people, it's open to everybody and works really well. A lot of fun
and
on the Tuesday night.
Was this your idea? Or, like, I mean, did it come from you? Or it was Spells Bar is the name of the bar, isn't it, in Ballyhale Green?
That's correct,
yeah.
I, as you could probably tell, I'm much too young for...
That's what I was just thinking that there.
Exact,
I was saying it must have been handed down to you in some way. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm there for just over 20 years, and previous to me was Noel and May.
Right.
That owned the bar, and it started when they were there back in 84. It came from another bar, which so it had been going a year or two longer. The other bar has since closed, the Cornhill Tavern, so it came from there and has continued on. So we were celebrating the anniversary of the quiz in Spells last night for 40 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And listen, give us an example of what kind of questions. Like, is it general? Would it be sport and music and films and books and all that, or what is it?
It's a full mix. A full mix. And a different quiz member each week sets the quiz. So the quiz master rotates.
Right.
Yes. So that keeps it very interesting.
Yeah.
And particularly then, you know, if somebody new joins and they're coming a while and the guys will say, will you do a quiz? And so that can throw a completely different slant on it, you know.
Absolutely. And how many questions would you get through?
I think they usually have about 120, 130.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
for the night. And they set teams.
Yeah.
So, and it's always confer. You're never kind of put on the spot to answer yourself, you know.
Yeah,
the team confers.
Confer, very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. So in other words, like if I randomly wanted to go down there on a Tuesday night, could I walk into Spells Bar in Ballyhale Green in County Roscommon and sit down and say, right, I want to take part in your quiz, yeah?
Yes, you could.
Right.
Yes, you could.
Is there a charge involved?
They put in €2 each.
Because I'm a very mean person, you know that, don't you?
Well, of course. we'd subsidise you if you come.
Ah,
with your stuff.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So it's and would you bring a team with you, or can you just arrive in your own?
No, they pick teams.
Oh, they pick teams.
A system that they pick teams.
Yeah.
And
God, they have it all worked out.
So if you came in, they would. Well, we say someone from another country came in. Passes through our visiting.
Yeah.
They'd probably put them on a team, you know, they'd make sure there was some local person with them so that they're,
very good.
You know, they try and cover all the angles for
It's a great
knowledge.
Idea. It's brilliant. And listen, do you really believe that it's the longest running pub quiz in Ireland? Because I do. I believe that, just from what you're saying.
We think it is, yeah. It started out as a bit of a fun conversation.
Yeah.
And then I was speaking to some of my friends in other bars throughout the country that have quizzes.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to be running as long.
Right.
So the only one we have come up with is one in England in Bedford that's going since 1991. But that's 7 years younger than the one we have.
Right, okay. So it could be the world. It mightn't just be Ireland.
We could be going international.
Right.
We don't know. So that's
Guinness Book of Records listening, they should be checking this one out, definitely.
Yeah.
Well,
so
listen, Neil, go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
I just said maybe with your listenership, maybe someone is going to come in from the top of Antrim to the bottom of Kerry from some corner that there is a longer running one, but we don't think so.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that if they're out there, they will get in touch with us, definitely, all right?
Lovely.
Neil, listen, thank you very much, and congratulations, 40 years in Spells Bar and Balladurine in County Roscommon every Tuesday night. You never know, we might pop in one of the days, all right?
Thanks so much, Ian.
So listen, Vampire, Olivia Rodrigo, was released in what year?
1996.
What?
I do the bear, and I don't do the quiz.
Come on, Neil. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Neil. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There is great excitement in Kildare because Elaine Burke's getting her windows in. Yay! Elaine, I'm sure you can't contain your excitement, can you?
Oh, I can't wait. But firstly, can I just apologise to Shauna because my phone was on Do Not Disturb and poor girls are trying to get me.
Really?
And I'm up getting the blinds off the last window.
Of course
in
you are.
Room.
My God, you're probably up since about 3 o'clock in the morning getting yourself organised.
Six.
And you got to make the house look nice as well for the window installers as well, you know.
Oh, honest to God, Ian. No, we had the... Oh, God, this one's been really... But we had the garden done last week and the place is mucky still from all the wet muck that came in. And I'm trying to clear all the cat's footprints that came in all over there.
And listen, is Lauren getting up yet?
Lauren is up. I got her up.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, but I had to pull her off Eli Houston and throw Harry Styles to one side.
Right, yeah, because it said here that she had to get her ass in gear because the guys 100%. Would have access to the window in her room. So she might find that it would get a bit drafty if they took the old ones out and put the new ones in. And she loves Harry Styles, does she?
Harry and Eli are the two boys now on her radar.
Right, lovely.
Minnie Bono and Harry.
Right, lovely. And and she's got Harry Styles on her pillow and everything, yeah?
Harry Styles, life size cut out.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
Very
and,
good.
And amazingly, last year on her birthday with Dermot and Dave, I won tickets to Harry Styles and Slane.
Go away, are you serious?
That was her first concert.
Ah, that's brilliant. Well, there you go. Well, she's obviously stuck to Harry big time. And listen, what kind of windows are you getting in?
Oh, just feel the usual double glazed aluminium. Oh my God, here we are now.
Oh God almighty.
Ian, absolutely love you. Listening to you for all my life nearly. You're amazing. Thanks a million.
Johnny Kinsella is in Wexford. Johnny's going to have a go at Waffle in a moment. Just home from work. He's going to be in bed in... Oh, God, better get on with it. He's going to be in bed in 15 minutes' time, depending on how Waffle goes. Johnny, how are you?
Morning, Eno. How are you?
Very good. So you're working all night, were you?
Yeah, well, trying to work and trying to stay awake. One of the other.
Okay. And so you have plenty of coffee and all that, yeah?
Plenty of coffee, plenty of tea to keep awake, yeah.
A bit of chocolate, maybe?
Yeah, well, a little bit, yeah.
A little Rice Krispie cake, maybe?
A few, exactly, yeah. If there was, actually, yeah.
Well, listen.
Any sweets left over that I had, yeah.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, listen, I hope this goes well for you. It's one of these ones that when I say it, you'll either know how well you're going to do or not. You know, you could be an expert on it. It might mean nothing to you, but we'll see how you get on. Are you ready to have a go?
Whenever you are, Ian, yeah.
Okay, right. I'm going to start the clock now in a second. First of all, we have to reveal what your topic is for today. So, best of luck, Johnny Kinsella in Wexford. All your friends cheering you on there. And here we go.
Today's waffle topic is...
famous scary cinema characters. Ooh.
Freddy Krueger. Jigsaw. The clown from It. Oh, I can't remember his name.
Think about it. That's one of them. That's one of them if you can remember the name.
Yeah, no, I can't remember the name. Jack Nicholson and I can remember all the characters, not their names. Here's Johnny. No, gone. Just Freddy Krueger. Pennywise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Charles
Play. No.
Okay, so we had Freddy Krueger. Yes, you got that. You got Pennywise. Well done. It just came back into your head there. It's amazing how the brain works, isn't it, sometimes? Yeah. Jason from Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Chucky from Child's Play. Oh for God. And Michael Myers from Halloween.
I was just thinking
you're going to bed now. You'll be dreaming about all those people now. So
thanks Ian for going the last thing before I go to bed and losing them 1,000 euros and thinking of Freddy Krueger. Thanks.
Johnny, call back anytime. Thanks a million. Really? Thanks for
thanks
listening. Good luck.
Bye.
So Johnny Kinsella is probably dreaming about you now, Shauna, because I mentioned you at the end there.
I mean,
so
I am terrifying.
You are the antidote, almost. You know?
Oh, right, okay.
No, you're not terrifying.
Oh, thanks.
Now he's got somebody
something
pleasant.
Positive to think about.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, you could only see me now.
Speaking of callers you've had on the air, I keep going back and thinking about Elaine and her windows. They're going in now at the moment.
They
so
are.
The lads arrived at about 7:10, so I'd say they must have the old ones out at least.
At least, yeah.
And then Lauren... is up out of the bed.
Out
so
of the
she's
bed.
Probably helping around as
and
well.
And the light will be shining in.
Shining in.
Fabulous.
Beautiful new ones. Enjoy it, Elaine. Shauna, Spend it like Beckham.
Yes. So David and Victoria Beckham, we know they have money to burn, but according to reports this morning, they have added to their very impressive property portfolio by splashing out on a fancy new pad in Miami. Now, right. This is no ordinary house.
How much? Go on, tell
okay.
us.
Okay. 65 million euro.
Oh my God.
I know.
65 million.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it gets better, Ian.
Right.
Because paperwork filed has revealed they did not need a mortgage to obtain the property. They paid in cash.
Cash.
Cash. What the hell, lads?
Who has that amount of money rolled up in their trouser pocket?
I mean, I have to think, how do you give, like, what format do you give that 65 million in cash to someone?
Well, I'd say, Sean, when they say cash,
it's just the bank transfer, is it?
Yeah.
Well, listen, let me dream about the trucks pulling up and all this money.
I don't think we're talking briefcases or trucks or anything like that.
I got the money. Here you go.
So they didn't need a mortgage at all.
They didn't.
Good God.
Now, I checked. They are worth 450 million, so they do have enough to spare.
Right,
so it's grand. But
and are there any photographs? Of this? Is it nice? Like,
it is nice.
Many bedrooms. Many
bedrooms. Yeah, three. Yeah,
one
three.
One ensuite.
And a grand hot press as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. It's grand. Popular board game finally gets the TV treatment. So what's that all about?
So this is an iconic board game, I would say. Trivial Pursuit.
Ah.
Something that causes massive rows in our house every Christmas. So apparently it is making its way to a screen. The creator of The Voice and Big Brother has teamed up with Hasbro Entertainment to produce the show. It will follow the same format as the board game. It'll be three contestants battling it out on a giant version of the Trivial Pursuit game board. And their goal is simple: to basically answer questions from each category, win their little multicoloured wedges, and make the way to the centre of the board.
I can see happening. It'll be a big, huge floor,
and they have to go walking on the things with
themselves.
The little triangles in their hands.
Yeah, I'd say they'd be quite big.
Yeah,
as
okay,
well,
yeah. Big triangles.
Big
in their
triangles,
hands.
And then they go into the middle at the end.
Yeah.
And, to be fair, I was on an Aer Lingus flight the other day,
right?
And they've got a game on the front in the screen in front of you, and it's Trivial Pursuit, and it's brilliant.
Oh, I love Trivial Pursuit.
I played it about three times.
Right,
on the
let's
way
sign
home.
Up. Come on,
yay,
we'll do it.
Lovely.
Ian Dempsey
playing the music you love. Today FM.